If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 24th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Stanley Livingston, who is 60 today. He played Ernie on My Three Sons. Do you remember that? Colin Hanks is 33. Pete Best, original drummer for the Beatles, is 69. And Billy Connolly, comedian, turned 68 today. It's also kind of an eventful day in the world of the internet, computing. AOL, America Online, on this day in 1998, announced a deal for their purchase of Netscape for $4.21 billion. 1998 money. On a Windows 3.1, I think I used Netscape. And you had to pay for it. You paid for the browser. Yeah, and this was, boy, before Firefox or any of the freebies that you get. It's amazing how much we get for free and just assume that we're going to get. Like, when you get a computer now, you expect it to have a browser on. I mean, my Mac's got Safari, and PC's got Internet Explorer, and you just can't do that. You can't get a computer without some sort of browser on it. But it's amazing what the internet has done and what computing has done to the world. And it's kind of like satellite TV when CNN came on and these different countries started getting CNN news and finding out what was really going on in different countries and even in their own country. Then that's when peace starts to happen and people start taking control. And we've seen amazing things with the world getting smaller this way. We communicate with each other. And if you think about being able to talk to each other in the world, it just amazes me. And I guess, showing my age maybe, but, from a guy that grew up with one telephone in a house to being able to speak to anybody anywhere in the world and to be able to have an iPhone or some sort of mobile device that's a telephone and a computer, more powerful than anything that sent man to the moon, right in your pocket, is absolutely amazing. And earth-changing, really. The question is, do you still have your first computer? My answer is no. I may have pieces lying around the house, but no. I even bought like one of these mini laptop things. It was completely 24 baud kind of, it just printed a screen. You couldn't get pictures on the screen. It was just text only. It was really weird. And it doesn't work anymore, but it's down in the basement. As well as my dad had these two. They weren't really what you'd call computers, but you put the phone in the cradle and they had thumb drives on them, and he could get insurance quotes with these things. A friend of my family's had a computer. It wasn't a store, but it was like a computer service. He had an IBM UNIVAC that took up an entire building. And I guess he would do business billings or what else, but just, that was the first computer I had ever seen. And the first computer I had ever bought. You remember buying your first computer? Well, I learned DOS on a dual floppy IBM. Yeah. You had the operating system on one floppy. I mean, I'm talking 5 1/4 floppy, and then the next one, the one with the hard drive that I bought, the guy tells me, and this is, of course, this, back then it was true. He says to me, 250 megabytes. This thing has a 250 megabyte hard drive. That's all the hard drive space you'll ever need. And I'm sitting here looking at a flash drive with 8 gigs, and that's low end. Absolutely amazing. First computer service was CompuServe, and it was all text, of course. Used it to do radio show prep. I could get up in the morning and log on, and I could see what had happened before I went into work, or just anecdotal stories to use on the air. And it was kind of amazing, really. It was clunky as everything, but still, people were communicating. You get on these message boards. And if you had, that's like when those, what they call the bulletin boards, maybe. And if you had a question or a problem, you could post it on the board, on the proper board, and you'd get an answer. Absolutely amazing. Now look at us. We're online. We're making videos. We're talking to each other every day. The world, indeed, is a smaller place. Tell me about your first computer. If you can remember. We'll see you tomorrow.